Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily tries her best to fact check and research about 98% of the time. The other 2% is me just saying things that I randomly think of that don't have any rhyme or reason. Hi, I'm Rachel Ballinger.
And I'm Emily Brostaff.
And we're here for the first time in person!
We did it!
We did it!
We're here!
We are in my house and we are ready to rock and roll.
This is so exciting.
This is weird.
This is weird.
This
I know.
It's really weird. Yeah. I only do Rachel Uncensored in person now. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time.
I know. We didn't realize that it had almost been a year since we last seen each other in person, because we FaceTime so often that it just didn't click.
Yeah. And you've been in my house for the past month while I was in Europe. And so I was like, yeah, Emily's been here for a month.
Right.
Nope. Didn't connect. Hi. We're here now.
Then I walk in, you're like, I forgot how short you are.
Well, you said that you forgot how tall I am.
I did. That's the next thing, yeah.
He's tiny. All right. So this is the show. Let's jump into it.
Oh, nice. Okay. So we don't have a lot of like large news stories. We just have like a bunch of news blurbs, but they're good.
I like that though. The world was quiet. Thank you, world.
Thank you, world.
Thank you. We needed it this week.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is VidCon was recently. Okay, and I don't have much to report on VidCon. There were like some stories that happened, but like honestly, I didn't look that much into them because I got stuck on when I was like researching about VidCon. Do you know who invented VidCon? Who created it?
Yeah.
What? Okay, who?
The Hank brothers.
How
do you not know this?
But
you know why I know?
Tell me.
Because your girl's been to OG VidCon. I've been to VidCon many, many years.
Can't relate. yeah.
And the only reason I didn't go this year was because I was in Europe.
I didn't realize. I thought Hank Green just like blew up on TikTok out of nowhere. I thought he was this random scientist.
He's an OG, OG, OG.
Had no idea.
No, him and his brother are geniuses.
Had no idea. That's insane. Like, that's like... That blew my mind.
No, they're geniuses, and that's why they do so well on all of the, you know, platforms, is because they look at the analytics, they look at what trends, they're really, it's a puzzle, it's a math equation.
Right.
And they're really good at figuring out, yeah, they started VidCon.
Literally would have never known. So like,
I've met them.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Yeah, so if you don't know, Hank Green is like, who doesn't know Hank Green on TikTok? Yeah. If you go on TikTok, just look up Hank Green. He answers like scientific questions.
The Hank brothers. Who's the Green brothers?
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
It's Steve and Hank Green.
Right. Well, is it Steve? It's John.
John. Oh, Steve. Sorry, there's a Steve Green, but he's not a part of them. We all know who I'm talking about.
We all know who you're talking about.
It's John and Hank Green.
Right.
God, my brain.
Yeah, that blew my mind. Well, apparently...
Steve Green, and he's a YouTuber, but he's not big. He's not doing it anymore. Sorry, continue.
Interesting. And apparently they were, like, VidCon was bought out from them by Viacom at CBS in, like, 2018, so they don't, like, own it anymore.
But they still worked with it closely for a few years.
Mm-hmm. And then Hank Green was supposed to make an appearance at the conference, and John, but Hank got diagnosed with COVID while he was there, and so he shut down all of his meet and greets and, like, didn't participate. Mm. And then because John was spending so much time with Hank, he was like, I'm not going to risk it. So they were very responsible with it, which I thought was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I did VidCon a lot. It's fun to meet everybody, but... You also get people that are just meeting you. They don't know who you are, and they just know that you're not famous, but like they just know you're someone. So they just, you sometimes end up feeling like just a statue or a character at Disneyland where people just come up and take a picture and then leave and like bye.
You like wanted to make a genuine connection.
Yeah. But 90% of the people you meet are really, really nice. But backstage, it's very like who's what's what, who's got what numbers, and it feels very like high school clicky.
Yeah,
and
that's the vibe I was always getting.
Yeah, and it was like I didn't a key, and then you spend a lot of the time just like alone in your hotel room or outside schmoozing, and neither are my favorite things to do. A lot of people also, no one gets paid to go. Everyone thinks people get paid to go. No one gets paid to go. If you're lucky and if you're big enough, which is also, it's like a massive like hit to your ego if you don't fit the qualifications.
Right.
Sometimes they'll pay for your hotel room.
Oh.
And sometimes they'll pay for your transportation. And then there's like free food backstage and stuff.
So what's the incentive to go? Just to like meet and connect with your fans?
Yes, to meet your fans. But also if you don't go, you look like a...
Oh.
Like it used to be like that. Now a lot of people don't go because the internet's so big now. But like, hold on. Back when it was just like YouTube, all the big YouTubers went. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't go, people, your fans are like, why would you not want to come meet us?
Oh,
but it's like the back of it is like really sad.
Right.
And also it's, you do have to take time out of your schedule to go. And like, I remember Lily Singh, the first time she didn't go, her fans were like, what in the world? She's like, sorry, I'm on tour and I'd rather go make money.
Yeah. And you like, can still meet people that way too.
Yeah. And she's doing meet and greet. So she's like, I am meeting my fans.
Right.
So VidCon is like making millions off of the creators, and the creators aren't getting any aren't getting paid for it, but they get to meet their fans.
Does that not make you like think less of the Green Brothers?
No, I think they're geniuses.
They collect all the money.
Well, the thing is, they used to give out really cool swag bags. They gave my sister an iPad 1 year.
Oh my god.
Like, but then that was back, that's back when they started it, when it was like, you know, just maybe 100 top A-list YouTubers, like the Tyler Oakley, Grace Helbig, like the OG ones, like Jenna Marbles showed up the first few years.
R.I.P.
So, R.I.P. She's still alive, just not on the internet. So yeah, like I don't think they used to like be really like swag bags, and you get your hotel, whatever. And then once it was bought by, what is it,
Viacom, CBS.
Viacom. Hey, I still keep wanting to be invited, but then it was like, it was, you got even bigger, and it's, you just can't give everyone an iPad, you can't whatever, but a lot of people love it. It's an opportunity to like go meet people if you love schmoozing.
Yeah,
that's great. That's my nightmare. I do not like to go and brag about myself.
It's awkward.
And convince people to collab with me and convince people I'm worth knowing. That's not my jam.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I want to go, I love going to meet fans, and then I want to bounce. Like,
yeah,
I love you guys. I want to hug you. I love seeing your faces, getting like, I know your Twitter handle. I see you on the internet all the time. So excited to see you, like an actual human in front of me. But I don't want to go to the parties. I don't want to do any of that. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Well, apparently they did something. I don't know. I'm not going to attribute it to they, as in like VidCon did something. But there was apparently a stand this year, like a little booth this year, that is like encouraging people to stop using the word influencer and start using the word creator instead. Have you seen this whole argument? They don't want people using the word influencer anymore, because then it suggests that like you're basically this person that doesn't do anything, that just happens to be like really pretty or really popular, and you're in, like you're an influential person. But if you're a creator, it gives the impression that like you actually are working for like your influential power. And so there was like a whole movement this year that they not use that word anymore. I thought that was pretty cool.
I understand it. I've never taken offense by it.
I don't think I would either, but like I get it.
I understand. Yeah, when people ask what I do, I say I'm a content creator, a digital content creator, and people are like, "What's that mean?" I'm like, "I'm a YouTuber." Like, "What's that mean?" I was like, "I make videos for YouTube," and they're like, "You work for YouTube?" And I'm like, "No, I have my own channel." "Oh, whose channel is it?" I was like, "It's my channel." "You have a channel?" And I'm like, "I don't know how to explain this to you."
one of the plumbers that was here, he was just like, "Oh, because Joy was here and Juliana was here and me and Dylan," and so he was like, "Oh, do you guys all live here?" And we were like, "No, like our friend lives here with you know, like our friend and her girlfriend live here, but they're in Europe right now." And he was like, "How old are they?" I was like, "They're our age." And he was like, "What do they do?" And I was like, "Oh, she, like, what did I say? I said you're a content creator." And then he goes, and like raises like OnlyFans. Like and I was like, no. I was like, "She works for YouTube." And he was just like, "Oh, okay." But I just thought that was like really funny.
Yeah, you know, you never know. Like, it's so hard. There isn't one word, because I like YouTuber isn't like thing anymore, like, because you have to also be a TikToker and an Instagrammer,
Twitter.
Yeah, you have to be on all of the platforms, so you can't just be on one. Right. So you're like, okay, I'm not a, I guess you could be a TikToker, but you're also on Instagram, and like, you're not an Instagrammer, and so you're like a digital content creator.
Yeah,
but that is a wide open range of what you could be.
Yeah.
So I get just some like,
I think it's up to you. Like, if you're talking about yourself, like, label yourself however you want. Yeah. And then, like, if you hear someone else referring to themselves as a content creator, then just, like, go with that.
I guess, honestly, though, but when I say I'm an internet influencer, which I've barely ever said, people are like, oh, okay. And they think they're like, you know, then they just interpret, oh, she's an Instagrammer or whatever. And I'm just like, because I feel like that's usually more where that's...
Influencer, I always think Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think content creator is more all the whole realm.
Yeah. It's a good label.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know what it is. You can't easily answer anyone's question of what do you do for a living?
Right. I talk into a camera all day.
Yeah. Like I'm like, I just make people laugh at the end of the day. That's just what my job is.
There you go.
By making videos. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Can I see your channel? I'm like, sure.
Yeah. Don't forget to smash that like button.
Subscribe.
Yep.
Sorry. Abby texted me and immediately I forgot that I was working.
It's always how it is. Abby!
My girlfriend texted me.
My God.
Real quick, mm-hmm. I'm going to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Charli D'Amelio was officially dethroned as TikTok's most followed creator.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
She had a good run.
She had a great run.
She had a fantastic run. Yeah. Props to her. You can't stay number one forever, though. There's always going to be someone else.
Oh, and she was so graceful about it because
sure.
She got the number one now is an Italy-based comedian. I want to say his name's pronounced Cobby Lame. He's the one that does the, like... he'll do like a stitch with the really bad 5-minute crafts video where they do like the life hacks.
Okay.
Where like they do something so elaborate and so like, I don't know how to describe it, like just a roundabout way instead of just doing it the normal way, and then he'll do it the normal way.
I've seen him. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Where they like make a cup a mug and then he just like uses his hand to pick up the cup.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And he'll be like, and he'll make that face like, are you serious?
I see. He's funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. So he took over. And Charli's response to the news, she said, I had number one for 2 years. It's time for someone else to have the spot. And I'm proud of him. He's a friend and there's no bad blood. So like.
Yeah, she, I have noticed, has handled a lot of stuff very gracefully.
Oh, for sure. And like, she's a child.
Yes.
I think about that all the time. Like, she's a child.
Yeah. Like the D'Amelio family, people have, you know, called out of touch or whatever. But she has handled a lot of big things with a lot of grace. And I nod my head to
that. It's because she's a genuine, like, I mean, obviously I don't know her. Like, neither of us have like met her, but like, she seems like a very genuine person, like a sweet girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that like makes the difference.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yep. And then Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the first black woman to the Supreme Court.
Amen.
And it's the first time, for the first time in more than 200 years of history, the U.S. has finally a black woman as a Supreme Court justice. And she replaced Justice Stephen Breyer, who notified Joe Biden a bit ago that his retirement would officially commence at noon once the court had released its final opinions for this term.
Okay.
So, and she, even though Supreme Court justices are not supposed to claim whether they're, you know, Democratic or Republican or conservative or,
you know
who they are. And she leans very left. So this is good. But also the person she was replacing also leaned very left.
So it's not so like we're getting an extra. We're just bound.
Exactly.
It's the same.
It's just replacing. Yeah. And then Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. And do we need to explain who she is?
The Epstein thing.
Yeah, so she was kind of
also no one on the list has ever been arrested,
like besides Jeffrey and Ghislaine.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they're they were starting at the top and making their way down, and supposedly, allegedly, she named a lot of names. Wow. So, allegedly.
Let's see who gets arrested. So, nobody, because they all have lots of money. And money equals power. God bless America, the land of the seaway man.
Okay, that's all. That was beautiful. Can make that my ringtone. And then similarly, R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for federal sex crimes.
Good.
Travis Barker was reportedly in the hospital for pancreatitis.
Sad.
I think he's doing okay though. Okay. Neither Travis nor Courtney have publicly commented on the hospitalization yet.
Let the dude exist for a moment.
Just let him like heal.
Let him be in the hospital.
You know, TMZ is like right outside his hotel window with his hospital window with like the camera.
Nah, just let the bro just heal. Yes.
Right. And then our last news blurb, but it's more of a story because I do have opinions. Pixar released their newest feature film, Lightyear, which was kind of like the story of Buzz Lightyear. So yeah. It didn't really have to do with Toy Story. It was just really focused on him. And in their film, there's a main female character named Alicia Hawthorne, who in the movie they make it very clear is engaged to a woman. And then like eventually, like later in the movie, she's like married and they celebrate anniversaries. And there's this one scene where Buzz and Alicia are walking down the hallway and he says goodbye at a door. She opens up a door. She walks into this like little tiny micro room, and that's where her wife is standing. And there's a banner behind them that says like happy 40th anniversary or something. And she walks over to her wife and like literally gives her a split second peck on the lips and then continues on with the party.
Oh, people are living, aren't they?
Oh, there was so much cancellation with this. It wasn't even funny. Originally, once it got like leaked that there was a same sex, this is the first time in history during a Disney/Pixar movie that there's been any type of leaking? Physical intimacy. I mean, I think there's been leaking before, but you know, during Finding Dory, you could see the two women holding hands way in the background and people freaked out over that.
Yeah.
This is the first time like they pushed it in a good, like they should have been doing this a long time ago, but like still for them, it was pushing it, and it got leaked, and there was so like Ben Shapiro went after them. There's like this whole mob mentality to cancel the movie. So the Disney CEO said, take it out. He was like, I'm not willing to risk the money. But this happened at the exact same time that the Don't Say Gay bill was happening.
Oh no.
And so Disney got reamed because they didn't say anything about the Don't Say Gay bill, which was happening in Florida, like where their headquarters are.
That is Disney state.
Right. They didn't take a stand for that. So they got canceled for that. And then finding out literally like a week later, they were taking out the only, like the tiniest little freaking kiss in the world.
Yeah.
Like everyone was like, you're done, and like canceled them. And so then the Disney CEO put it back in. He was like, oops, sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But like people are outraged. They're saying that like this is grooming. They're saying that this is like propaganda. They're saying that this is disgusting. Like just everything. There is actually, I wrote
you
it down.
You guys are so bored.
Right.
This is what people are angry about. Like of all the things to be angry about in the world, I'll just never understand it.
Right.
Even when I was raised with Christian beliefs, I was never outraged, but and I was never taught to be outraged by any of that. I was taught to love everybody,
right, like Jesus wants.
Like yes. And then just it was just like hurting other people is bad. So if you weren't hurting anyone else, cool,
right?
Yeah. And like that was just like the end of it. If there were gay people in front of us, my parents were like, ah!
Right. There was actually, so there was a movie theater in Oklahoma, and they posted a warning sign outside of the theater where this movie was showing. And the warning sign said in like big red letters, warning in all caps. And it said, attention parents, the management of this theater discovered after booking Lightyear that there's a same-sex kissing scene within the first 30 minutes of the Pixar movie. We will do all we can to fast forward through the scene, but it might not be exact. We apologize for any inconvenience this late discovery of the scene causes. Mm-hmm. It's 2022. I say that, but then like our women's rights just got stripped, and like people are still being lynched in the streets.
Our right to marry who we want is about to come be next.
Right. I can't describe. Yep. So apparently, like
this is we're not supposed to be a Christian nation, and it's just a Christian nation, and that's trash.
Well, and even the like conservatives that aren't mad about like it being like a sin, they're saying that like it's too advanced for children, like that movie is targeted towards, to be watching that kind of stuff. They're like, that's just too advanced. Like, they don't need to be exposed to that kind of stuff. You're taking them to see a movie about astrophysics. Like, okay, go off, I guess.
But also, learn about it. It's the same as learning about straight people. If right. it just exists, it exists. There's no learning about it.
Right.
Like kids have to learn that two plus two equals four.
It's like having the sex talk. Like, when are we going to have the gay talk with our kid? It's
like, what does that mean? Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. It's all stupid. I'm mad at you guys being mad about stupid. You're idiots.
Yep. Just mumbles. All right. You want some positive moments?
Yes, please.
Okay. So science.
Positive moments.
That was good. All right. So scientists developed a water soluble device. It looks like a little electrical strip almost that you can wrap around nerves. So after you give someone surgery, like if there's like an amputation or like any type of graft or something where like the nerves are exposed, they can wrap this little strip around the nerves that they know are going to be hurting, and it acts as a pain blocker. So it's meant to like combat the opioid crisis. So instead of giving people
that's amazing,
right? Instead of giving people painkillers,
positive moment.
I did good.
I'm so mad at the opioid crisis because, like, obviously, like people get addicted to meth not because they're like little lives with no jobs. It's because they hurt their back, or mm-hmm. like the majority of people, it's like they hurt their back and they're, or they had surgery and their doctors floofily give them opioids.
Yeah.
And then they just, and some people, it's not their fault. Some people take a drug
one time.
Because there's three ways your body can react to drugs. It's like, this is how we're built. It's either you take them and you're like, cool, that helped with my pain. And then you continue with your day. You take them and you go, I hate this feeling. I am that type of person. Mm. I hate the way pain meds make me feel. Mm. I don't want them in my body. I took pain meds for one day after I had wisdom teeth and after I had my appendix removed. And then I just raw dogged it the rest of the time. Because I was like, I'm not doing
it. I did not just call it raw dogging.
I'd rather deal with the physical pain of my, like my teeth or the fact that an organ just got taken out of my body than the feeling of the drugs in my body. I hate it with a burning passion. Or you take it once and your body goes, this is how you need to feel all of the time.
Yeah, it's all it takes.
And it's, yeah.
With people with that addictive
yes.
gene, I guess it's
called.
Yeah,
it's called. A gene. It's a thing.
All it takes is one time.
Yes, and it's not their fault at all. Mm-hmm. Like, addiction is passed down through generation. It's literally in your DNA. So, yeah. Like, that's why if you're like, your parents and their parents were alcoholics, you need to be mindful that alcoholism runs in the family.
Right.
It's not because you're a low-life idiot.
Yeah.
It's because that is something your body is just wants to grab onto.
Right. Yeah. So this and it dissolves over time. So it's not like it's there forever. It's not permanent.
Love this.
So it literally, the way they're describing it, they said it evaporates in your body. So
I hate the fact of that what you said, but I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. Right? It was good. Okay. Then there was a Burger King employee, and he recently posted an Instagram video of him unwrapping a thank you gift that he received for 27 years of perfect attendance on the job. He never missed a shift. And the thank you gift, so 27 years, the thank you gift included a reusable Starbucks cup, candy, a pen, and a single movie ticket. And so, but when he was posting this, he wasn't posting it like maliciously, like, oh, this is what I get after 20. Like, he was genuinely so happy to be like recognized for like his 27 years. So everyone thought he was really cute, but they were like outraged. They were like, you have never missed a shift and you're getting Reese's cups and a single, only by yourself, a single movie ticket. You can't take anyone else. So
what
his video went viral and people were outraged on his behalf. And so his daughter started a GoFundMe and was like, we're doing okay. Like, we don't need the money, but like, if you wanted to send my dad like a thank you or like some support, that'd be great. I checked it this morning. It's at $319,000.
Holy crap.
Uh-huh.
That's like 10 years of working at Burger King.
He's going to retire now.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it was later discovered. It's not that he was hiding it. Again, he posted this as like, oh, isn't this so cute? But it was late. It didn't come from corporate. It was from someone that worked with him. It was like a coworker that gave it to him. But like, still, like, if you were.
So they were trying. That's really cute, though. The coworker who also doesn't have any money.
Right.
Was like, oh, I want to recognize him. The company's not going to.
Exactly.
So no one should have. Well, we should be outraged still is that Burger King for, you know, that. But right. The coworker was making a nice little gift.
Right. And now he can.
And then everyone pooped on it. That's really sad, though. The coworker's like,
I'll include 2 pence next time. I'll budget for that.
Maybe they had the other movie ticket.
See? There we go. That's a nice little spin to it. But yeah, now he has enough money that he can retire.
So that's amazing. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And then California has become the first state in the U.S. to guarantee free health care for all low-income immigrant families, regardless of legal status, which is great.
I do love my state.
I know.
I really do love California.
Yeah. It's nice being here.
It's really nice. I feel safe here.
Yeah.
Except for the guns. We still have those, and I don't like that, but that's
and
a thing.
The forest fires and the earthquakes. But I'm willing to go
Listen,
through that.
I've been on this land for 31 years, and I haven't, knock on wood, the earthquakes that do happen that have happened in my lifetime, I know a big one's meant to happen, but I haven't had a bad one.
I experienced a bad one in Burbank like 2 years ago. It wasn't like a bad, bad, but it was we don't have earthquakes on the East Coast. So that was my first earthquake. Like I had never.
But I was just like, not all earthquakes are like window shattering.
No, but this one like shook and it went on for like a good 8 seconds. And now genuinely sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of like sleeping and I'll like gasp and I swear the bed is shaking. Like, I don't know. Earthquakes freak me out.
They don't freak me out. Like, oof. I know we're due for a big one.
Oof, yeah.
So like I'm aware of that.
Right.
But I'm more scared of forest fires.
I know, those scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God.
I have a fireproof safe inside of a fireproof safe.
I know. You made me go in it. I was like, dang, nothing's ever getting this.
No, it's when my hard drive's in there.
You're right. And then California also had another win because they passed a law that requires grocery stores and other food suppliers to donate all edible food waste to a food bank or food rescue organization.
Love it. Yeah. My camera is about to overheat, so I'm going to switch this battery real quick.
Cool.
All right. We're back.
All right. So are you ready for a game?
I'm ready.
All right. So we all know that the internet has no limits.
I'm so hungry. Are you hungry?
I mean, yeah.
Cool. We'll eat after this.
Okay, great. Anyway, so if you search long and hard enough, you can find whatever you want and whatever you need on the internet, right?
To the point where, sorry,
it needs
I'm
to be.
So now I'm distracted because my brain can't focus. So you know what's really annoying about the internet?
Tell
is
me.
You can always find something to back up your argument, even if it's wrong.
Oh, always.
Like you can literally search things and be like, is coffee bad for you? And it'll be like, yes, here are all these things that say coffee's bad for you. But if you search like, is coffee good for you? It's like, here's all the things that makes it so coffee's good for you.
Right.
The internet's just not the best. Okay,
right.
Continue.
That's why you have to learn to filter the sources that you're using.
You have to fact check. You have to. That is a skill.
Yeah.
It's a skill. Okay.
All right. So today I will be telling you a strange item that you can buy online. And I want you to guess whether or not you can buy it on Amazon and how much you think it costs.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Owl poop.
Owl poop?
Owl poop.
Man, I got that. I'm gonna think that first, that's expensive. I'm gonna think some owl poop is expensive.
Okay.
Cause like, who's chasing around an owl to get the poop? And also
like mitts to like catch
owning,
it.
I was thinking like owning an owl is not a very common hobby.
No.
So I'm gonna say that's more of an Etsy thing.
Oh, that's a good guess. You can get it on Amazon.
Of course you can.
For $27.
How much do you get? Is it just one dropping?
I like that I know this and I knew you were gonna ask, so I wrote it down. 6-piece owl pellet set, and it's for like science projects. Like you break open the owl pellet, which is owl poop, and then you like you pick out the bones of the animals that it's eaten, and it's like, did you not, you were homeschooled, never mind, moving on. All right. Baby naming rights.
Baby naming rights? What does that mean?
Like someone gives birth to a baby and then you bid over you getting to pick the name.
How much money can you make from this?
I want you to guess.
$1,000.
Wow, you're off.
A lower or higher?
Higher.
$100,000.
All right, I'm going to stop you there. $15,000. $15,000. Yeah, in 2005, Melissa, I'm not going to pretend to
I'm
going to
say this
name.
Is more eBay.
She did it. Okay, it just says, it wasn't Amazon. She said she didn't know what to call her fourth child, so she decided to sell the naming rights online, and they were bought by Golden Palace Casino. And so do you want to guess what they named?
Golden Palace Casino.
They named it Golden and middle name Palace.
Wait, the most gorgeous person on the planet is calling me. Hey, babe. Hey, I know. What's up?
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's okay.
We're planning a party.
Party. Okay. Once a Cheeto resembling our gone too soon gorilla Harambe was sold.
Amazon, $30,000.
Not on Amazon, eBay for $100,000.
Wow, I'm really bad at this game.
That's okay. I kind of like it. I like tripping you up. Yeah, you're normally okay. So on point. All right, 500 live ladybugs.
Oh, Amazon.
How much?
500 live ladybugs, $20.
$3.
Dang it.
And 35 cents.
Okay, well, at least I knew it was on Amazon.
Yep. All right, wolf urine.
Amazon.
Yeah, how much?
$20.
$35.
Oh, that's my closest one. Close. Okay.
What do you think people use wolf urine for?
To make sure they have a male instead of a female daughter, child. No. I know this. No, someone's told me. I was just saying some weird.
Oh, like superstition. Dudes, yeah. Okay.
What? No, I know what wolf urine has
you
been
got
used
this.
For. I don't. I know that is what I've been told, but I'm drawing a blank.
It's like they put it on their perimeter to keep predators out.
Yeah. I knew it was like an actual logical thing.
Yeah, right?
Okay, great.
Okay, an acre of land on the moon.
Not Amazon.
No. How much?
An acre of land on the moon?
$3,000.
What? An acre of land on the moon?
An acre of land on the moon.
Who's selling the rights to the moon? No one owns the moon. Wait, I'm angry. No one owns the moon.
Well, it's just like when you buy stars, you're not actually buying a star.
Yeah, I know. It's just stupid.
It's symbolic, right?
I own
acre.
Property. I own an acre.
Acre on the moon.
I own an acre. It's just on the moon. You can't get there.
Come visit anytime you want. A celebrity appearance. You can buy a celebrity appearance.
Not on Amazon.
Not on Amazon, but how much do you think?
Well, it depends on the
yeah,
celebrity.
Give me a range. What's the lowest you think it goes for like a C-list celebrity?
A C-list? $300,000.
$25,000. And then the highest?
Okay, I think we have a different thought process of what a C-list is.
What do you consider a C-list?
So like A-list would be like Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
A B-list would be like like a singer that has a big following, but like, is it like Lizzo or Beyonce?
I don't know. I'm bad at
like
this.
I would say Machine Gun Kelly
is B-list.
Is B-list.
Okay.
And C-list would be I want to say, like, I don't know why, but like Conan O'Brien.
What? Isn't he super famous?
Yeah, but like that's my thing is like I guess he'd be more B-list to me. But like A-list is like someone you will never obtain, like Beyonce, Gaga.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
You'll never be able to.
Right.
B-list is like everyone knows who they are, but they're slightly obtainable.
Slightly obtainable. Okay. I like this game. Keep
and
going.
Then C is not everyone knows who they are, but they are famous.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's fine. And,
sure.
And they can go to the grocery store by themselves.
Okay.
With no security.
Okay.
And then you got your D, your F, your G's, your M's, your Z's.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
There was a company called the Millionaires Concierge. And if you were having a party or event, you could hire people off of this list. And it ranged anywhere from $25,000 per appearance to $350,000 per hour.
Yeah. I mean,
so.
I've been asked to go to like bat mitzvahs and
what?
Stuff. And I just am like, no.
What?
I'm not a Disney character you can rent.
Oh, I love that.
I to
get paid to go and dance at a bat mitzvah, and you know they have bomb food too.
Well, the thing is, like, I wouldn't be able to drink or like let loose. Everyone's watching me. I have to make sure I don't offend anybody. Not that I normally do, but like I'm under a microscope.
Yeah,
for hours.
No editing.
No editing. There's no editing me.
And right.
I don't know. And like, I have to be entertaining and I have to be on.
Yeah.
It would be several hours. And yeah. And a lot of times, like, if it's like, I don't know, like you're the entertainment. I don't know. How am I supposed to entertain? I just exist.
Right.
I'm not a singer. I'm not a dancer. What am I supposed to, I don't have a stage show for you.
You know how to juggle.
I could juggle for hours on end.
Yes, you could. Or skip it.
I just do my skip it. But that's for like,
watch this.
So I like cameos because for like people's birthdays, I can make them a 2-minute video.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying like happy birthday. Right. And I'm fine with that.
And there's no pressure. You can like re-record it. If it's not great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I, yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. And then, all right, this one got me. A prefab home in a shipping container.
I think you can get that on Amazon.
Yeah. How much?
$40,000.
You're so close. $36,000. And I looked it up this morning. If I ordered it before 2 p.m., so I still got an hour and a half, it could be here by July 11th.
Could you build it in my living room?
It's pre-built. They deliver it via crane. They just put it wherever you want. And it's, okay, here's what it includes.
Can it hook up to water and heat?
Mm-hmm. It's a fully furnished tiny home. It includes a bedroom, a shower, a toilet, a sink, a kitchenette, and a living area. Double patio doors, fully insulated, bottom sewer connection, easy water and electrical connection. It includes appliance shown, heat and air conditioning.
So people that have like big like acres of land and ranches and stuff can just plop a home on it.
Right. Rent it out as an Airbnb. It'll pay for itself in like 2 years.
But yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Hairball.
I have a mucus ball.
Why would you show that to me?
Because I love you.
I don't love every bit of you yet. Not her showing me her mucus ball. Not her showing. All right. That's going to take me a while to recover. Thank God I have therapy in 2 days. Wow. That was impressive.
But that's a really cheap way to have a home. You just have to make sure you can get plumbing and electrical hooked up to it.
Right. I'm just saying we can make our commune dreams come true.
We honestly could.
Yeah. You just need a bigger backyard.
That's all we're missing.
That's all we're missing. All right. That was it. You got really good at the end.
I thought you were talking about the overall podcast. Oh. And I was like,
good job, sweetie.
I thought I was doing really well this whole time, but okay. All right. Well, that's our time. That's our show.
Yeah.
I think we nailed our first in-person one.
I love it. And we hugged pre-camera turn-on. I know people were very excited to see that.
Oh, yeah. I did not film our embrace. I hate filming.
I did.
You filmed our embrace?
Yeah.
How?
I just turned on my camera. I wanted to see what your reaction would be.
Where was your camera?
In my hand. You didn't notice?
No, I was excited to see my friend. I wasn't thinking about filming or that you'd be secretly filming.
And I went, sheesh. And then you could hear you way in the distance. Sheesh. I just wanted that on film.
I love that.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. And make sure you're following us and following our Instagram page so you can see when we ask questions or ask for what you guys want us to talk about and get any updates. All right. I love you guys. And we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.